It's Thursday, December 19th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Airbnb and Uber have different outcomes around regulation. Google under fire for content moderation employees. And staffing patterns in data science. This is the Business of Tech. Today, Europe's top court has ruled that Airbnb does not need an estate agent's license to operate in France. The French Tourism Association had complained that Airbnb did not comply with French law, and this ruling not only avoids disruption, but also means there's no precedent established for other EU regulators. And, updating on Uber's suspension in London, the company filed an appeal last week against London's transport regulator, which sets up a potentially lengthy legal process, and during which it can continue to take rides. Why do we care? The Airbnb case is important, as the courts found that Airbnb is an information society service and not an estate agent. This is different from Uber's ruling in December 2017 in the EU for two major reasons. Airbnb is not setting pricing like Uber does, and Airbnb does not have decisive influence over the accommodation. The argument these products have been making is they're platforms rather than products. That seems more clear for Airbnb than for Uber. By not controlling the pricing nor assigning the guests, it's more a marketplace than Uber. One can imagine a ride-hailing solution that allows drivers to bid on work, so you can see how the products are different. It's this distinction I want to highlight to showcase the reasoning of the courts. We talk compliance a lot. Here's something to understand in the way the court thinks. Casey Newton at The Verge has been investigating moderation at the big tech companies, and the latest reporting focuses on Google and YouTube, who pay other companies to do most of the work. Accenture is one, and they have a deep dive into the Austin facility, where contractors watch 5 hours a day of really horrific videos. They do so for about $37,000 a year. There's a link in the show notes to this very powerful and important long read. So why do we care? Imagine that your job is to watch videos of violence and abuse every day for 5 hours a day. That's a lot to take, and there's a lot of evidence pointing to the impact on these people's mental health. My take on this is questioning the use of contractors by tech companies. We're seeing lots of problems here, and the use of contractors just distances tech companies from some of the dirtier parts of delivering their services. I'd argue that if you need to ensure your platform is not spewing hate speech or violence, that's not something you can outsource. That's Facebook or Google's job. I'd also argue it's not so clear-cut to say a service like Uber or Lyft is just a platform and drivers aren't acting at some level like employees. You need the people here to deliver the service. Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying the companies are breaking any laws, and they shouldn't be expected just to change out of the goodness of their hearts. Sure, that would be nice, and they could decide to leverage that as a differentiator, but it's not going to be the natural tendency. Our classification system for workers is broken. Right now, it's very binary. Either you're an employee or you're a contractor. That binary nature is allowing companies to move around the responsibilities of the impact on people until it becomes very problematic. And in reality, this is a lot more gray. Our system doesn't support it, and it is something we need to be demanding of our leaders. Government fixes these kinds of problems, not companies. A survey of 750 technology managers and professionals examines growth and staffing patterns in machine learning initiatives. The findings: companies aren't ramping up their data science teams, but those teams are getting busier. Those with related skills are getting more opportunities. At least 19% reported having more than 50 data scientists on staff, and they are also pressing existing staff into these roles. Roles are blending, creating very new roles and titles. Some examples: machine learning engineer, ML developer, data engineer, or AI ops. Why do we care? This seems pretty obvious when you think about it. Lacking those skills, you move people you have to fill the gap. Earlier this week was news about how tight the job market is, and here's how companies are solving that problem. Also in the data is a key takeaway. The majority say the efforts are successful if they produce ROI, reduce customer churn, aid in product adoption, or promote brand fidelity. Specifically noting customer churn stands out, as particularly those delivering services or anything on a monthly recurring basis, be it software or services, need to focus on churn. Better data and insights are one way to address that. Today's episode is brought to you by our upcoming newsletter. If you're interested in getting news and topics sent to you in your inbox, go to mspradio.com, sign up for the newsletter, which will be launching soon. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Been getting some great feedback from listeners. Please keep it coming, particularly some of the new ones that have joined on the Discord MSPs R Us channel. I'm going to go catch The Rise of Skywalker tonight, and I will report back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.